All right, welcome to High Tech Low Life, and today we have just three of our co-hosts today. We're just going to do a smaller scale episode. We have here Immortal U and Kay. Say hi to everyone.
Hello.
And today's going to be a different episode. We're not going to talk about various topics. Instead, we're going to talk about the Game Awards because, oh boy, there's a lot to unpack here. So before that, though, how was your day? How's your day, everyone?
Can't complain.
What about you, Immortal?
Like I said, it was okay for me.
All right. Anything new with you guys? Did you get anything new? Any, just anything? Anything?
Oh, not particularly. Not yet.
Well, I got a new Oculus Quest, too. I know Budgerific did a review on our channel, and, you know, I let her have it because she has her own Oculus Quest as well. But I just wanted to say I got my own, too. So maybe if I get some accessories to review, I might do it.
I was thinking of actually getting an Index, potentially.
It's like $1,000, man.
Yeah, I know.
Do you even have the space for it? It requires, like, base stations and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and, you know, I understand that, you know, yeah, it's kind of shitty that the Oculus Quest requires you to use your Facebook. But at the same time, though, it is a pretty cool device. No lie.
Oh, no, I'm not. No doubt it is an interesting device. It's also just because if I were doing VR, I'd be doing it through my computer pretty much at all times.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You know, speaking of computers, it seems like one of our co-hosts managed to get their computer, I think. No, they didn't yet, actually.
Yeah, he got it. He had to change the, what was it called?
The motherboard.
No, yeah, they had to change the motherboard because of an issue. So, that kind of sucks, but it's whatever. So, let's get into the meat of the story. The Game Awards. What are your thoughts on these award shows for not just video games, but for anything, you know, Golden Globes, the Grammys, whatever, you name it.
I say that, like, awards are there just so, like, people will say, oh, this show won, it's a good show, or this game's a good game because, like, they want this kind of award. And basically, like, it's just telling, like, your hard work has been paid off.
Okay, any thoughts?
I've always felt that they seem a bit more performative than substantive in their nature. It's what they're going to say is, say, the best game, song, movie isn't necessarily going to be the best game, song, or movie.
You're not wrong. And, I mean, I feel that part of it is that it's a popularity contest. I mean, they're going to pick the most popular games or movies or whatever, am I right?
Not always. No. But it's
not always.
It's appealing to whoever is making the judgment, generally. And whoever is making that judgment may not... They tend to have a particular set of tastes. For instance, we all know about movies that are considered, like, Oscar bait, if you've heard the term before.
Yeah, like... Schindler's List is one, is it not?
Things, yeah, like, I think that was considered one. I don't know particularly, but I mean, in more recent years, there's some movies that you can tell are intending to go for an award rather than to go for being a better movie.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, speaking of the Game Awards, I think it's time to get into the awards itself. So, Game of the Year, the nominees were Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Animal Crossing New Horizon, and The Last of Us Part II. And any guesses on who won? I think you guys already know this, but...
Oh, I've kept myself intentionally in the dark as much as possible, but I still know.
Well, what about you, Immortal?
I'll look at the list now, so...
Well, Whoa, I was asking you guys to guess. I got the list right here.
I'm looking at the. You didn't say.
I can tell you. I know which one probably should have gotten some sort of award, but I know it was snubbed for all awards, I think.
Well, the one that won was Last of Us 2.
Yes.
And that.
Hold on. Let's talk about each category first before we move on. So, Last of Us Part 2. Do you think it deserved Game of the Year?
No.
What about you, Immortal?
I said no.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with it. Like, Animal Crossing, like, there are some really good ones. I've actually never played Hades, but I've heard a lot about it, and it's actually really surprising that it managed to get a nomination. Then again, I heard a lot about Bastion, too, and I, despite owning Bastion on Steam, I still haven't touched it yet.
Anyway, I think Animal Crossing New Horizons should have won Game of the Year.
I think it should have won some form of award, just because, I mean, clearly, the timing of the release couldn't have been more perfect, and it was an interesting game. I'm not sure it should have necessarily won Game of the Year, but I feel like it should have won some award.
It did win an award.
It didn't win a single award?
It did win an award, I thought.
Which one?
Let me look.
If it won an award, let's get to that later.
Okay, yeah.
So, Ghost of Tsushima, I believe, had a realistic chance of winning had it released earlier. Like, I mean, The Last of Us 2 probably won because a lot of people were talking about it, right?
But it was a pretty
game journalists loved the game, and you know, Geoff Keighley was among it. I don't know who the voting jury is. I should probably check it real quick, but you guys know how much game journalists loved it and how much the average person hated it, right?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. And there's actually a lot of news publications that contributed this to this as well. So yeah, game journalists contributed to the fact that the Game Awards handed The Last of Us 2 an easy victory. That said, let's move on to the next category. Best Game Direction. Awarded for outstanding creative vision and innovation in game direction and design. Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Half-Life Alyx, and The Last of Us Part 2. Guess who won?
The one that I would say was the least deserving of the group.
Yeah, I do agree with your assessment.
Druckmann has been the source of unending controversy and questionable decision making. I don't really see him as a good director, and particularly since he isn't he kind of credited for driving out the writer of The Last of Us from the company?
I believe that's still just a rumor. There's no substantial evidence that, you know.
Okay, I've just heard rumors about it, and he's not exactly a popular character, I know that much.
That's true. I believe Half-Life Alyx probably should have won it, because they had a clear vision on what they wanted to do. I haven't played the game yet, but you know, they had a clear vision on what they wanted to do, and they set out to do it. And it's also part of the reason why, you know, they never made a Half-Life 3, because they make a Half-Life like once every ginormous generational gap, right?
That's not the reason. The reason is we just hate the number. Valve just hates the number 3.
I was gonna say it's hard to plot a trend with 3 data points.
I mean, you're not wrong, and I probably am. You're probably right too, because you know they did make Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Half-Life 2 Episode 2, and they made a butt ton of Half-Life 1 expansions too, did they not?
There were plenty, yes. Opposing Force, there were a lot of them, yes.
Yeah, but that said, I mean, I don't think I'm wrong in thinking that Half-Life Alyx could have won that, should have won that. Because
I think I agree with you, it probably should have. And my belief stems from the idea that the direction of that was you try and push new technology and go out on a limb and try and improve. They were trying to make it easier for other companies to create VR games. And I feel that trying to innovate and going out on a limb is the idea behind what that award should be.
Yeah, it's a shame since, you know, The Last of Us, aside from, you know, The Last of Us 2 having a more controversial and different tone in story, it's just the same game as the first one with different levels, right?
It is.
Well, there's changes, but I mean,
the formula is still the same. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So let's move on to the next one. Best narrative for outstanding storytelling and narrative development in a game. 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Ghost of Tsushima, Hades. The Last of Us Part II. Guess who won?
Please tell me it's not.
It is. It is The Last of Us Part II.
I feel like the narrative, it should have gone to, I think it should have gone to Hades.
No, I think the narrative should have gone to 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. It might be because of my clear Vanillaware bias, but, like, I've heard nothing but good things about the story. And it's also, like, half visual novel, too, I guess. I don't really play visual novels, though. That's for a different mutual friend of ours. I don't know. I don't feel Final Fantasy VII should have won it either. I know that was controversial.
I think that the Final Fantasy VII remake did a lot of interesting narrative improvements to the story. And I'm very happy to see that, but I agree with you. That doesn't necessarily mean it should win. I'm also hesitant to give some sort of narrative award to a remake.
Yeah.
I mean, the ending's different from... Yeah. The ending's different.
I mean, it also hasn't ended yet. Aren't there two other parts to it or something?
I think so.
They only did, like, what? The first... Just...
All right. Best art direction for outstanding creative and or technical achievement in artistic design and animation. Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, The Last of Us Part II. Guess who won?
Oh god, really?
No.
It's Ghost of Tsushima. Why you gotta spoil him like that, man? I was trying to build up suspense.
That I can understand, because that game did have some very interesting art direction. And that even blended into some of the enemies you ran into. I mean, everybody knows the famous moment in that game where you first run into the guys who fly down at you.
Yeah, man. I think it's either a close tie between that and, like, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, because, you know, the Ori games always look really good in terms of the art style. And... I mean, what does it say about The Last of Us Part II? It's kind of depressing. In every sense of the word.
Hey, I liked Fat Geralt.
Dude, Fat Geralt. The one that punches out a ma.
Yes.
Dude, that gif is hilarious.
Somebody was showing the game to me, and I saw that cutscene. I was suddenly to see this kid get punched. I just lost it.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. Anyways, let's move on to the next one. Best score in music for outstanding music inclusive of score, original song, and or licensed soundtrack. And or licensed soundtrack? That sounds kind of... Well, I don't know how to feel about that.
It's video game awards. You take what you can get.
Yeah, it's basically the music.
Yeah, I know it's the music. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like... It should just be all, like, original music, not just, and, like, remixes? Yeah, remixes or whatever. And not, yes. Like, you could, like, people could say, GTA 5 got the best soundtrack because it has a bunch of, like, real music, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. You're saying that it should inspire innovation and not recycling of previously created content.
That said, Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Hades, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, and The Last of Us Part II. Guess who won?
Doom?
Nope. Final Fantasy VII.
That I can see.
Yeah, I can see it too. I mean,
yeah, same here.
That said, I am kind of hesitant about giving it to a remake. You know?
I'm more just concerned that it's, you know, the same names appearing in every category.
Yeah, that is concerning too. The only, like,
weird.
Like, Ghost, it's basically a hegemony of, like, Final Fantasy, Hades, and The Last of Us Part II. Though I think I can excuse Hades, because Hades is, you know, an indie game with, like, not nearly as much hype as, like, The Last of Us Part II, you know what I'm saying? And Final Fantasy VII, for that matter. That said, best audio design. Recognize the best in-game audio and sound design. Now this is something I can kind of get behind. Doom Eternal, Half-Life Alyx, Ghost of Tsushima, Resident Evil 3, and The Last of Us Part 2. Guess who won?
This one's tougher. I'm going to guess it's not The Last of Us.
Well, you'd be wrong. It was The Last of Us.
Question: why is Resident Evil 3 on the audio design?
I mean, I haven't played Resident Evil 3 remake.
Is there?
The 3 remake was not as well done as the second game's remake, to my understanding.
I've heard that too, but isn't that also like representative of like the original Resident Evil 3?
I think it has more to do with, I've heard that the team working on the third remake was kind of the B team. It's similar to what happened with Fallout 76.
And Dark Souls 2, right?
Yes.
Fair. Let's move on. Best performance awarded to an individual for voice acting, motion, and or performance capture.
Oh, please no.
Ashley Johnson as Ellie, Last of Us Part 2. Laura Bailey as Abby, Last of Us Part 2. Daisuke Tsuji as Jin Sakai, Ghost of Tsushima. Logan Cunningham as Hades. Naji Jeter as Miles Morales, Spider-Man Miles Morales. Want to take a guess as to who won?
I think this one is one I would disagree with, but I already know what it's going to be.
Say it.
No.
It's Abby. It was Abby. She won.
I think the motion capture was probably some of the stuff that game did the best, though I will have to say that.
Yeah, I think so too. In fact, didn't it spawn that one rumor about
Yes, I know exactly what rumor you're referring to, and that was the reason partially why I didn't want to think that that game got one. The one where Druckmann played two roles in the same scene?
Yes. Could you believe it?
I could entirely believe it because there was some of the other actors were discussing related things, and I don't know. I don't care enough about the specifics to really dig into it, but I would believe it if.
What about you, Immortal? What are your thoughts?
Listen, I have not played any of these games, so I have no way of knowing about these stuff.
Well, these are the games that people look to when they're looking for like next gen experiences or like the next best thing, you know.
The guy playing Fat Geralt should have won.
The guy playing Fat Geralt, he's a legend. He needs to be in more games.
I mean, that was a perfect punch in that scene.
It was amazing. It felt so satisfying. Not only did he punch the kid in the face, but like the kid's like head was like careening towards like the garage door. It also hit that too. That was just like, that was perfect.
I'm gonna see next year that Keanu Reeves is gonna be on in one of those performances.
Cyberpunk is going to be The Last of Us 2 of next year's Game Awards.
Yeah, that's true. But I also probably, but it's probably more enjoyable than The Last of Us Part 2.
If you have a 3080 and can actually run it.
Maybe next year I'll have a 3080 and can run it. Because I got the game. It's just a matter of actually, because I can't even run it on, I can't even run on my 1070 on like low settings. It doesn't even hit 60 on low.
I know. I've been looking through the data on what people's systems are and what they're running it at to kind of figure out how true the rumors are of the poor optimization. And so far I've run across a lot of 2080 Ti users who are chugging on that game.
We'll talk about that after the awards stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you're right. Come on. Games for impact, for a thought-provoking game with a pro-social meaning or message. Hey, this will be an interesting category to read out. If found by Dreamfeel, Kentucky Route Zero TV Edition by Cardboard Computer, Spiritfarer by Thunder Lotus Games, Tell Me Why by Don't Not Entertainment / Xbox Game Studios, Paint Through the Darkest of Times by Paint Bucket Games. Taking wild guesses, who won?
No idea. I really don't know any of these games.
Fair. I don't either, but it's an interesting category. It says, Tell Me Why won. I don't really know any of these games at all, honestly, so...
Me either, so we'll just leave it where it is.
Best Ongoing. Awarded to a game for outstanding development of ongoing content that evolves the player experience over time. Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Call of Duty Warzone, Fortnite, No Man's Sky. Anyone want to take a gander as to who won?
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky did win, in fact, win.
That makes sense.
It does. It does.
I feel like that actually made the most sense out of like almost all the categories. Almost all.
Well, but, yeah, because it's like a literal story of a phoenix, basically. No Man's Sky was like a dumpster fire.
It started as a dumpster fire, but then all of a sudden, once they actually like came back and read through the community, then they twisted it, like they turned everything around and made it better.
Well, they did do some work. That said, what do you think about Fortnite? Do you think it really deserved to be nominated?
No. Well, it did have events.
Yeah, they do have those really big events.
So that was one of the reasons. I know Destiny 2 also they changed up their stuff, which I know you play Destiny 2, so you know.
This. Yeah, I know. Yeah. They're all pretty good changes too. They finally introduced a new element after like 7 years of this game being out, which is pretty cool, I guess.
So like all these, I think this is the best like category of nominations. Because
they're all really close, except for Warzone.
Warzone's just Warzone. I'm not gonna dig into it.
Alright, next category. Best Indie. 4. Outstanding creative and technical achievement in a game made outside of the traditional publisher system. Carry On by Phobia Games / Devolver Digital. Fall Guys. Ultimate Knockout by Mediatonic / Devolver Digital. Hades. Supergiant Games. Splunky 2. By Moss Mouth LLC. Spiritfarer by Thunder Lotus Games. Want to take a guess as who won?
Carry On?
Nope. Hades.
Nope. Okay.
I mean, it makes sense. Hades was like a contender for Game of the Year. But I mean, like, it seems like it's just a roguelike, isn't it? That's what I've heard. There must be something I'm missing by not watching the videos or playing the game. And I think we have to at some point try the game out, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Best mobile game, Among Us. Call of Duty Mobile, Genshin Impact, Legends of Runeterra, Pokemon Cafe Mix. Want to take a guess as to who won?
I have... It's either going to be Among Us or... Wait, what was the list again?
Among Us.
Call of Duty
Impact or Among Us, one of the two.
It's Among Us.
Like, that makes sense, though, but...
Although it does make sense because it's extremely popular. People are playing it. But at the same time, though, Among Us didn't even come out this year.
It came out like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And
it should be games this year, right? Except for like the ongoing category, I guess.
I'm good. Right? That and Among Us also, I think, was like one of those games that just exploded out of nowhere. So that's also one of the reasons why.
It was Twitch streamers that did it, yes. That said, I feel like Genshin Impact is more of a technical achievement in regards to how mobile games will operate. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That said, it runs like crap on my phone.
It runs great on my phone.
Yeah, I have an S8, so it's pretty old at this point. Best community support, recognizing a game for outstanding community support, transparency, and responsiveness, inclusive of social media activity and game updates/patches. Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Fall Guys, Fortnite, No Man's Sky, Valorant. Guess who won?
I hope it's not Fall Guys.
It's Fall
Guys. It is. And I know why, too. There's a reason why I know why.
Why?
Because of that. You know, remember that contest they had?
The esports contest?
No, they had this contest on Twitter. Do you guys actually check the Twitter on the Fall Guys?
No.
Okay, so they had this contest of whoever could make the most money, and they'll send it to charity. They were saying like, oh, if we could send this charity, whoever raises the most money gets to be in our game. So
yeah, they were doing that. Yeah, but Destiny does that too. They like make bank. They make hella bank for like things like charity. And they do it every year, too.
Okay, so no. Listen. So, this is Fall Guys. Fall Guys is basically... It was because of that Twitter they had, like... Oh, and, like, there was a lot of people, like, doing this challenge. Basically, it was, like, whoever could raise, like, more money, and they'll send it to charity. And but also, they'll have... They could, like... And then the community... And the guy who wins could have anything they want into the game. Any, like, skin they want into the game.
Fair enough. All right, so best VR/AR for the best game experience playable on virtual or augmented reality, irrespective of platform. Dreams by Media Molecule / Sony. Half-Life Alyx by Valve. Marvel's Iron Man VR by Camouflage / Sony. Star Wars Squadron by Motive Studio / EA. And The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners by Skydance Interactive.
Please tell me it's the one it should be.
Half-Life Alyx?
Yeah.
Yep, Half-Life Alyx won. So I haven't actually played the game yet, and I only just recently got my VR headset, so I got the ones that most people recommend. Hold on for a sec. Super hot VR as well as Beat Saber. That said, I do want to look into Boneworks and Half-Life Alyx. I hear some people like Half-Life Alyx better because, well...
It's a Valve game.
Well, it's not just a Valve game. People didn't like Artifact. It's as polished as a VR game gets. Whereas Boneworks is extremely, like, experimental in its, like, physics as well as, like, combat. I heard Half-Life Alyx doesn't even have melee combat.
The thing is, I've actually never heard of The Walking Dead had a VR game. Like, I never heard of a Walking Dead had a VR game.
I've heard of it. My brother has.
I know.
It. He likes it.
I know Star Wars did. I know Marvel Iron Man did, but it was just weird in a sense. And Dreams is just like an AR. It's most likely an AR game.
Well, yeah, it's both AR and VR. Okay. Any more thoughts on this category?
No, not particularly. I feel like this one was pretty well decided just based on one being effectively a AAA release and the others generally being side games in a series or similar.
You're not wrong.
That's true.
All right, next category, innovation and accessibility. Recognizing software and hardware that is pushing the medium forward by adding features, technology, and content to help games be played and enjoyed by an even wider audience. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Grounded, Hyper Diet, The Last of Us Part 2, Watch Dogs Legion. Guess who won?
How?
Yes, The Last of Us Part 2 won.
I feel like innovation have been like...
Well, hold on. From what I've seen of The Last of Us Part 2, there's a lot, and I mean a lot, of accessibility options. And it's actually crazy.
True. Watch Dogs Legion also has some... you can play like any character you wanted to play in Watch Dogs Legion.
I haven't played Watch Dogs Legion, nor have I ever even given it much thought. What's your thought on this, Kay?
I haven't really seen the in-game options for any of these, so I don't know.
No problem. Let's see. Best action. For the best game in an action genre focused primarily on combat. Doom Eternal, Hades, Half-Life Alyx, Nioh 2, Streets of Rage 4. You want to guess who won?
Hades or Doom?
Hades won. I feel like Half-Life Alyx could have won if there was like melee combat. I'm not saying that like you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
Like you can like pick up items and like throw it, but the most you can do is just push away every single enemy from what I've seen. I feel like Doom would have been a close second. A very close second, I might add. And yeah. You know, I haven't played Nioh yet, one or two, and I probably should at some point.
Streets of Rage?
I've played Streets of Rage 4. It's a good beat 'em up.
Okay.
But it's not really the best. Well, it's a good game though, still.
Okay.
Best action adventure. There's a lot of games here. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Ghost of Tsushima, Miles Morales, Ori and the Will of Wisps, Jedi Fallen Order, and The Last of Us Part 2. Guess who won?
You just gave it away.
Last of Us Part 2. You're right.
I feel like any of these games, except for Last of Us Part 2, could have won that category. Oh,
there are a lot of good options there. Jedi Fallen Order, I couldn't really complain if that one won. A lot of at least decent options in there.
But Last of Us, I would say like that game, I don't know. It's a toss up.
It is a toss up, and I feel like people are going to come out and call us like homophobes or racists or whatever because
it's more the thing of just
that, well, I know that you guys
drove out the leadership drove out women writers for the game.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop like the Twitter mob from like crucifying us for not liking the game.
That's not the issue. The issue was like that game had like a lot of problems.
Let me preface this. It's a little late, but let me preface this by saying that none of us in the staff are racists or sexists or anti-LGBT or anything or any ists of anything. You guys agree?
Yeah, we agree with that.
Does that include being a nudist?
I don't think we're that either, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately.
Anyways, let's move
on. We're just normal people.
Best role-playing. Let's see. For the best game design with a rich player character customization and progression, including massively multiplayer experiences. Final Fantasy VII Remake, Genshin Impact, Persona 5 Royal, Wasteland 3, and Yakuza Like a Dragon. Those are pretty decent choices. Pick one.
Okay.
If you picked Final Fantasy VII, you were right. That one. I feel like Persona 5 should have won that one. I know people love to love Persona 5 and they love to hate Persona 5 because people love it, but still.
I don't understand that. Persona 5 Royal? I don't understand that.
Well, but I mean, you have to have played the games. People really like it's like gaming's little darling child for the time being.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Best fighting game. Ooh. These games you haven't even seen at all on the list. For the best game designed primarily around head-to-head combat, Granblue Fantasy versus Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate, Street Fighter V Championship Edition, One Punch Man, A Hero Nobody Knows, Under Night Inbirth EXE Late CL-R. Oh my god.
I can just hear the respect for some of these titles in your voice.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was probably an obvious one.
Yeah. The combat's alright, but I think it won mostly because of everything else surrounding it. The other games are kind of just lacking in that everything else, you know what I'm saying?
Street Fighter V Champions Edition?
Well, I seriously hope... Wait, why did they nominate One Punch Man? That's the same as like almost every other anime game that Bandai Namco has published. Basically no different.
Because One Punch Man is the most popular anime out there right now.
Yeah, but they could have picked like an actual fighting game to fit that. Like that pony fighting game. You know the pony fighting game?
Oh.
they could have picked that and I would have been okay.
They had
with
to
it.
I hear they had to change it around so it wasn't ponies anymore.
Well, I mean, it's not ponies anymore, but I mean, come on.
Speaking of fighting games, in there, and also Sephiroth is also going to be in the Smash Brothers game now.
They did announce that, and that's pretty cool. I have a mutual friend who was traumatized by the death of Aerith, and you know, every time I main Sephiroth, I'm just going to think about him.
He's gonna be sick. He actually went onto our Discord and was like, "Yeah, like, why did this have to happen?"
I need to arrange for him to get like two stocked by someone playing Sephiroth like 10 games in a row.
Dude, just take a single. Just take one whole stock with his down air.
But yeah, so that's a thing, and I think most people are happy, some people are a little bit traumatized.
Well, you know, it's not another Fire Emblem character, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Alright, what's next? Best Family. Animal Crossing, Crash Bandicoot 4, Fall Guys, Mario Kart Live, Minecraft Dungeons, and Paper Mario, the Origami King.
I think there's a clear winner here.
Animal Crossing.
Yep. Although Fall Guys... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Mario Kart Live is an interesting concept. You know what it is, right?
I saw a video of it, yep.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting concept, but they do need to work out some of the kinks. Like having verticality. You know what I'm saying? Technically the tracks have to be on the same elevation, so it's just a flat surface. If they can do that in like the sequel, that'd be sweet.
So here's the thing: Fall Guys actually was probably going to be the second choice I would have picked. because based on how like how popular it is, the game is.
Yeah, but it's not really played with family, so to speak. It's more like one of those esports titles. I would have gone for Minecraft Dungeons because, I mean, yeah, it's Minecraft.
Of course.
All right, so let's move on to the next category. Best Sim/Strategy. Crusader Kings 3, Desperados 3, Gears Tactics, Microsoft Flight Simulator, XCOM Chimera Squad. Guess who won?
That should be easy winner.
Guess who won?
Flight Sim?
Yep. I haven't played any of these games, so I can't really speak to them.
Microsoft Flight Simulator is basically learning how to fly an airplane.
I know that much. I don't think I can run on my computer.
Actually, the funny part was I watched a couple of videos of it, and some of these videos, and it was like the most funniest videos I ever saw in my life.
Alright, next
I've played CK3.
How was it?
It's fun. But it's a Paradox game, so 90% of the content for the game is yet to come. Look how much DLC there is for their games.
I will have to check that out.
Yeah, what's the next category?
Best Sports/Racing. Do you guys care about this?
Which one is?
It's Best Sports/Racing. So
I like those games sometimes.
Sports
the racing ones, at least.
Let's see. Yeah, Dirt 5. So Dirt 5, F1 2020, FIFA 21, NBA 2K21, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater plus 1 plus 2. Guess who won?
No idea, actually, on this one.
Tony Hawk did, in fact, win.
I could, like, Tony Hawk is like, old school. Like, I actually
it's a classic. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, like, any classic, I would pick it. So, anything, like, FIFA 21, NBA 2K21 is always the same thing. F1 2020, also the same thing. Dirt 5.
I mean,
but Tony,
the F1 games are at least, the F1 games are at least different enough.
Okay, yeah, that's true. But Tony Hawk, like, when's the last time you actually played a skateboard game? Let's be honest.
Probably the last time I played a Guitar Hero game, honestly.
Right? So I could see. I understand like why it won, because like you don't get a lot of these games now. So having that game is actually new fresh air.
Let's move on. Best multiplayer: Animal Crossing, New Horizons, Among Us, Warzone, Fall Guys, Valorant. Guess who won?
Those already know.
Yeah, we already know. It's Among Us. Do you think it deserved it?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think what would hold that one back is the lack of a real server browser or things like that that work.
Yeah.
I mean, try joining a game in that is like half of the challenge of that game is trying to get into a game.
You're not wrong.
Unless you make your own game, but then that's also another thing you can do.
Let's see. All right, let's move on. Content Creator of the Year. All right, you know, these aren't games anymore. Do you guys really want to read about this in esports?
No.
I don't either.
Content Creator is Valkyrie, so I have no idea who that is. And
I don't really care either. Best Debut Game. That's a category.
Wait, what is
Carry On? Best Debut Game. For the best debut game created by a new independent studio. Carry On by Phobia/Devolver Digital. Mortal Shell by Cold Symmetry/Playstack. Raji, an ancient epic by Nodding Heads Games. Rocky? The O with the two dots on top really throwing me off. By Polygon Treasure. And Phantasmophobia by Kinetic Games. Guess who won? Phantasmophobia.
I was going to say, that was my first guess. Second would have been Carry On.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I do have a VR headset now. Maybe I should check this game out.
Phantasmophobia, that's the game that like a lot of people play, and it's actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
It's like a multiplayer game, is it not?
It's a multi, yeah. It is. It's Do you guys have you guys ever played Pacify?
No.
You guys okay. It's basically ghost hunting. It's like basically ghost hunting, but like it's really scary.
So we're like the Ghostbusters basically.
You're like the Ghostbusters, but you're just there just to like know like what kind of pin abnormal activities there are.
Okay. Alright. Next category. Best esports athlete, Showmaker, Sue, League of Legends, no one cares. Best esports coach, all these guys look like esports coach. Zonic, CSGO. Best esports event, League World Championship 2020. Alright.
I mean, best
best esports game. You guys care about this either?
Best no. esports game? Well, what is it though?
It's League. It's League of Legends. It's always League, dude.
It's always League.
Unless
Dota changes it. But
Dota has always played second fiddle at League, let's be honest. Dota 2. I know you actually played Dota 2, but like come on man. You know this. Best esports host? You're kidding me. I'm not even gonna bother. It's S Jox or whatever. I don't care.
I have no idea who these people are.
Best esports team, G2 esports. Whatever, man.
Wait, hold on. I gotta tell you something. Hi, Elroy.
Elroy, you made it just in time. We were reading out the results for the Game Awards. And guess who won most of the awards?
Enlighten me.
Last of Us Part 2.
That's surprising.
It's not surprising. That said, anyways, we've reached the end. We skipped most of the esports.
Did you read the most anticipated game yet?
There is no most anticipated games category.
There is.
I don't see it anywhere in this website.
Alright, so basically, most anticipated game. So, here's the choices. Elden Ring, Halo Infinite, Horizon Forbidden West, God of War sequel, Resident Evil Village, or The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel.
I'm gonna go with Elden Ring.
Breath of the Wild sequel.
Nope. Jason got it. Star Logical got it right.
Bruh, don't throw me out like that, man. Anyways. That said, yeah, that's the Game Awards. Elroy, what are your thoughts on Game Awards? I know on, like, awards in general.
Well, I mean, people seem to, throughout time, enjoy superlatives, and essentially this is what we're looking at. It's similar, not too different than Yearbook Awards, therefore, in video game format.
But why The Last of Us Part 2, though?
It's a popular game, you know the voting jury consists of most video game journalists.
I guess that's
they
true.
Don't, they don't consist of normal people like you or me. They don't even consist of big YouTubers like Pewds or anyone that does any like big reviewer on YouTube. You know, they don't consult them either. It's all people that are in the industry. Working for like websites like Ars Technica or like Kotaku, you know.
So yet again, superlatives.
Yes, Last of Us Part 2 won practically almost, not almost every award it was in.
So if this was the yearbook, essentially, Last of Us 2 would be the high school quarterback that everybody wanted to be but couldn't be.
Yes, if he was more angsty and depressed. And violent. That said,
and punched more kids.
Yeah, I can't believe you brought that up. It was hilarious. Fat Geralt, what a legend.
Okay, so let's talk about something else that was in the Game Awards. Let's talk about some of those trailers.
Well. You want to save that? Let's save that for next episode.
Next episode?
It's almost been an hour. Yeah, that'll give us something to talk about next episode. Game Awards Part 2.
Yay!
Sorry you joined late, Elroy. It was my fault.
Things happen.
That's fine. That said, you can always join us next time. We should set a date. How about Thursday?
Yeah.
Or Wednesday or Tuesday? It doesn't matter.
One of these days.
Thursday is better for me.
All right, then we'll set up on Thursday, the 18th. If anything changes, then you guys can feel.
What do you mean? You know, 17th?
Yeah, you're right. It is the 17th. I was looking at Friday.
We know what you meant.
Yeah. That said, you know, if I can't show up to one of these, you guys could do one of these episodes yourself.
All right, that's fine.
Anyways, all right, peace out.